put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth, not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. This week we're going to be looking at the fear of the Lord. The key scripture for these series of lessons on the fear of the Lord is found in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. And we'll keep referring back to this scripture throughout this series of lessons. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah is prophesying of the coming Messiah, which we know is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. King James Bible says, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Most translations say his delight is in the fear of the Lord. Well, when the King James says quick, it means living. And that's a better translation than his delight. But the best translation that I found for this Hebrew word, which is ruach, the best translation that I found is one by a gentleman by the name of Sir Isaac Lesser. And it's a Jewish Bible, a Hebrew translation. And he said, his life shall be animated by the fear of the Lord. Well, that's very similar to what the King James said, if you could understand that the word quick means living. Shall make him of living understanding in the fear of the Lord. His life shall be animated by the fear of the Lord. Well, if we're going to be like Jesus, then our life has to be animated by the fear of the Lord. Who Jesus was and what he did was because of the fear of the Lord. Of all these things that it talks about, the Spirit of the Lord would be upon him. The only one that says is he would be of quick understanding in or be alive about or be animated by was the fear of the Lord. It means the word, that word means to animated means to give life, to fill with courage or boldness, to move or stir to action, to motivate, to quicken, to inspire, to incite, to arouse. It was the force that caused Jesus to do the things that he did. The Bible said he was tempted in all ways, but never sinned. How did he do that? Because he had the fear of the Lord. His life was controlled by and animated by the fear of the Lord. He said, I do always those things that please the Father. How could he do that? Because of the fear of the Lord. You see, well, he could do that because he was the Son of God. You're a son of God. Can you do that? He became a man. He became a man just like any man listening to me. He laid aside his mighty power. He emptied himself and he became a man and he humbled himself and he became obedient even to the death of a cross. How could he do that? Because his life was animated by the fear of the Lord. And if we want to be like him, and we're supposed to be like him, then our life has got to be animated by the fear of the Lord. Isaiah was saying, his life will be animated. His life will be all about, it will be driven by, it will be controlled by the fear of the Lord. What he does will be out of this fear of the Lord. We read Hebrews 12, 28, let us therefore serve God acceptably. But Hebrews 12, 14 in that same section says, pursue peace
with all men and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. You know, we sang a song this morning that says, I want to see you. You can sing that song till your teeth fall out. I want to see you, and you won't without holiness. What is holiness? The working out of the fear of the Lord. Amen. It's the working out. It's the outward manifestation of the fear of the Lord. And without that, you will not see the Lord, the Bible says. New Testament. And I know I want to see the Lord. Judgment has fallen and will fall on those who do not fear the Lord. Judgment came to Egypt in the days of Moses. And Moses said, even after this judgment, you won't fear the Lord. Revelations 14:6. God sends an angel. John's viewing this view from heaven, and he sees God sending an angel, a messenger, to earth. You know, the word angel means messenger. And this messenger that God sends to earth, as recorded in Revelations 14:6, and what is the angel going to say? What is God going to send an angel down to earth to say? He's going to say, Revelations 14:7, fear God and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water. And another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she has made all nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And you know, a lot of people think that Babylon represents false religion, and I am one of them. And you know, the Bible talks about a great religion, or not so great, but a religion going to be dominant in the earth. And you know, the whole world is going after global warming. Earth worship. I don't know. But I know that religion is the greatest tool that Satan has, because he can affect huge portions of the population with it. He can control huge segments of countries with religion. He's doing it in the Muslim countries. He's doing it in the Catholic countries. It's in the news how he's doing it in the Buddhist countries. He does it in India. He controls the Indian population with religion. He controls people through religion. All religion is false because God is not a religion. Christ is not a religion. He controls people with religion. Now, when I use the term religion, I use it in the same way that Paul used it. In Galatians 1:13, he said, For you have heard of my former conduct in the religion of the Jews, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism, in the Jewish religion, beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Religion is not from God. Religion, when I use the term religion, I'm talking about a man-made set of rules and regulations. Paul said that the Jews have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Jesus said, you've heard it said, but I say unto you. You see, they twisted it. They made it fit what they wanted instead of what God wanted. Religion doesn't follow God. It follows man. Man sets a standard which he can keep, and then he exalts himself because he kept it. It's like when Jesus talked about those who play their musical instruments and expect you to dance. Religion expects men to dance. Religion holds people in bondage. Jesus Christ came to set men free. God came to gather a family, not a religion, not start a religion. You know, the Bible says man cannot serve God and mammon, but it also says no man can serve two.